shoot your hand up, and we'll feel free to pause and give you space for that. We're moving on to item 6B, governance. This is a unanimous, a set of motions that came from a subcommittee created by the governance committee to do attendance. I was on the subcommittee and did a lot of this work in writing, so I'm not going to chair this portion of the meeting. Rita is. So I'm passing this lovely space over to Rita.
We're going to go over them right now, Bob. They're all regarding attendance subcommittee report. Do you see that from the governance committee? Are you with us, Rick?
Well, why go through all these motions? I mean, what's the point?
Madam Chair, we're going to go ahead and, because they made them, and so we need to vote on them. Remember, the chair said that these were all voted unanimously in the committee. So hopefully we can just move quickly and moving forward on them. The first one is the motion to grant Jim Krafka. You want to read that for us, Casey?
Motion to grant Jim Krafka an excused absence for 1/24/18 by suspending Special Rule Article 1, Section 1, in order to prevent any board member from being removed due to shaky practices and records.
Okay. Is there a second? The motion?
Oh, okay.
Doesn't really need it here from the committee, so.
Oh, got it.
I have an amendment, the same amendment I made last week, or last month, which I emailed to you all again. I moved to amend the governance committee motion, the number is different now, by adding the following at the end of the motion. Further, grant all LSB members who requested an excused absence in the last 12 months, such an excused absence if the reason given was a death in the family or for medical reasons, including for themselves or for someone in their family.
Object.
And I'd just like to point out, you know, this has happened a few times.
Yeah,
these are
in
order.
Hold on, hold on. That hasn't been, that's your amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second to that
amendment?
Okay. So.
Motivate that.
Point of order. This is a violation of the bylaws. You cannot create motions that supersede the bylaws. The bylaws say three unexcused absence. It doesn't make special qualifications for hospitalization or death in the family. And
doesn't articulate.
Yeah. What he is presenting is out of order. That's
you said that out loud. That sounds so mean.
Okay, okay. Please wait until you're recognized by the chair. Okay? Bill, you've already spoken.
Okay.
I'd like
to speak to the point of order
now. You have to rule on
the point
of order. Can you tell me what that is in the bylaws? You know the section?
I'm
going to the point to the bylaws. No, it's good so that people can see you're not just pulling something out of the air.
Madam Chair, there's something in the...
No, Ted is...
Madam Chair,
yes,
I object to this, wanted to speak against it.
Okay. Well, Ted is looking for that. Go ahead, Joseph. Speak against.
Okay. Actually, I'm glad Venetia made that comment because I find it very, very interesting that it's being praised. What, if in the hospital sick, something bad's happening. And apparently all these bad things are happening on exactly second Wednesdays of every month. And that's because the reason that the people come in here and say, well, we need all these excuses after these reasons, because they want to try to politically make people look bad because we want to actually hold people to regular attendance rules. This is just manipulation of people's feelings, and it's despicable behavior. Thank you.
Yes. I apologize, Bill. I did not give you the opportunity to speak to your amendment.
Well, frankly, I'm insulted by what Joseph said. I mean, people don't choose to have a relative die or go to a hospital just because of when the LSB meeting.
Every second
is ridiculous. And, you know, the bylaws, to address Ted's, what Ted said, the bylaws don't prohibit excusing anybody for any reason. It says, you know, you can only have three unexcused absences in a row. It doesn't say, it doesn't give any criteria for when you can excuse or not excuse people. And we had an attorney last year tell us that it's probably contrary to the bylaws to even have that special rule at all that constrained when the LSB can give excused absences. But, you know, clearly these are exceptional circumstances, and I think it's, you know, a matter of humanity also to excuse people in situations like this, and it's not contrary to the bylaws in any manner.
You against Dwayne?
Well, I want to note that one person already spoke twice. I've only spoke once, so I want to note that. Secondly, the fact that the bylaws were not addressing the fact that there were people in the last 3 or 4 years, like Mr. Crafter, who isn't here today, and we're arguing about excused absences for him. There are people who had 11 absences out of 13 months. The fact of the matter is just like a job. You show up when you can so that when you can't, it don't look so bad and people got to argue and embarrass folk about it. So if you have a pattern of not showing up 6 out of 12 months, then you get a sickness in the family, you get sick, then you want special consideration. Well, if you look at the person's track record that we're spending all this time about tonight, you'll find that the person's track record of attendance is terrible. We can't get anything done if you make a commitment to serve and you're not here for whatever reason. So every organization ought to have some type of rule that if you're not here, you cannot serve.
I'd like to speak, table moves, against the motion. I have two reasons. First of all, this motion was written by a committee. It was thoughtfully crafted. And I don't think it's our right to use this motion and expand it to include a whole other set of issues. That's not what was the heart of this motion when it came out of our committee and was unanimously approved. So it's being leveraged to do something that someone else wants instead of what the committee discussed and worked on and approved. My second objection to it is that the reason this motion is specific to Jim Krafka is because we did this work of clarifying our attendance records, and he's in jeopardy of losing his seat on the board because of that clear record. And we wanted to put this motion on here to save his seat so that he's not kicked off the board because of our really horrible record keeping in the last year. But by using this to excuse everyone, we're putting Jim in jeopardy of getting kicked off the board. So when you vote on this amendment and it becomes a less popular motion and the motion fails, in essence, you may be kicking Jim Krafka off the board.
Okay. I just wanted to make a statement about his amendment for the medical for family or yourself. I had 11 months in a row attending every meeting, and I'm one of those people who are now in jeopardy. If my sister and her husband come in again, his meetings are on Tuesdays at MD Anderson and Wednesday. So if they need me, I will be there and I will be off the board. I find that insulting that I have a family member with cancer and you guys will not consider that it should be excused.
Point of order. Or point of, can I correct? How do I correct?
I wait your turn.
I wait my turn? Okay.
Adriana?
Well, I want to vote against amendment because it's clearly, again, this is being used politically like always. We know that last year when this new board, the new vote here came, was really hard to try to keep Cliff Smith that was in the hospital. He wasn't a family, he was in the hospital, and you were trying to knock him off. That was second of all, last year, you know, Dave Shato lied to this board saying that I was four meetings in a row absent when I have only one. No, I'm sorry, two altogether during the year before. You know, this is being used politically. That's why we have an amendment. I am against the amendment because we didn't. Because you can see in this case, in Krafka, that we are trying to save him, and I agree with that. But he has in the last year 8 absences. If you have problems, you should step aside and leave somebody else to take the seat on the board. Nobody will kick you because you have one problem. The problem is you have 3 consecutive unexcused absences.
No,
So we have last week when we passed that rule, because we have a member that was 11 from 12, 11 absences. And the board team,
Dwayne, and then KC will be the last.
Quickly, I just want to say that I don't intend to offend anyone, but the reality is that you want to serve on the board, but you're not a member of one or two active committees. But you just want to come in here and vote according to your will, but you're really not pouring into. So the reality is that it's not offending, it's a rule, and the rule has to be consistently applied. And I'm one of those, as chair, I saved Jim 2 years ago from this very same thing. None of you have that knowledge. So we spent a whole month on Jim then, and we're spending a whole, so this is just insidious to accuse someone of being insensitive to the fact that if you can't serve, if you're not here 3 out of 4, or 6 out of 8, or 9 out of 12, that's not offensive. That's just the fact that you may need to serve later on when you can.
First, y'all have the attendance record in your folders. It's a color-coded grid. If you'd like to look at it, it tallies the number of absences people have. And you can use that. I want to clarify, Elaine, you are not in jeopardy at all.
No.
You're here tonight, so you would have to miss 3 meetings in a row and not be excused in order to be kicked off the board. So you're 3 months at least from doing that, and we could suspend the rule at any of those times and excuse you. So that's just an incorrect point, and I'd like to call the question.
Thank you.
Point of order. I would like the amendment passed to me so I can type it in. So I don't have to text
it. Point of order, if it fails, it doesn't mean it's
okay, sure it does. No, pass or fail, it needs to be in the minutes.
Okay, well, pass it to him, please. Okay, we're voting on the amendment that Mr. Crozier stated, which had to do adding everyone.
Can you repeat that in, please?
Okay, Bill, will you read?
Add the following at the end of the governance committee motion. Further grant all LSB members, comma, who requested an excused absence in the last 12 months, comma, such an excused absence, comma, if the reason given was a death in the family or for medical reasons, including for themselves or for someone in their family.
Okay. Did you hear it,
Denise? I heard it.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment? All in favor of the amendment? One. Say it again, Benicia. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so the amendment failed. Okay, so now we are back to the original motion.
I move the question.
Okay.
You have to be recognized to move a question.
I recognize.
Oh, I didn't.
Yes. Okay. So all in favor of this motion, remember it requires 2/3 vote.
Can you restate the motion? It's pretty complicated.
Motion to grant Jim Crafton's one that's here.
Yes.
An excused absence for 1/24/18 by suspending Special Rule Article 1, Section 1, in order to prevent any board member from being removed due to shaky practices and records.
Is there an objection?
Were there any objections to this motion? No objections? Okay, motion passed.
I think Mark is abstaining.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm abstaining.
Yes. Okay. Motion number 2.
Woo! Okay, so now look at that attendance record. This motion regards that tracker. It's like the colorful squares of checks, and the letters at the top are your initials. It hasn't been updated for this meeting, or last meeting. Motion to approve as an LSB this attendance record and for the attendance record to be updated after every LSB meeting and shared by the LSB chair with the call of the meeting, which means the email I send with the agenda.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor?
Second.
I'm sorry, Benicia, you have an objection, Benicia? No?
The thing is not right. okay, which pertains to me. But that's okay, I'm going to just go. Because I done told y'all about that a million times.
Oh.
I'm sick of it.
Okay. Any objections to this motion? Nancy, you have an objection?
It was May for Deborah Shapto. She was not here, according to my memory. But I wasn't taking a video at that time, so I
Point of something.
Okay.
This, just to explain my process, and there's a packet in there that we've written about our process. Elaine, PK, and I listened to a year worth of meetings, 3 hours. We looked at every minute that were approved for those meetings, and that's what we came with this record from. This isn't from memory. This isn't from documents. This is from listening to the audios of every meeting for a year.
Okay,
sorry.
My apologies, does not have that document.
Okay. All right. All in favor of this motion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Anicia? 9, 10. You along? Okay, 11. All opposed? 1, 2.
Okay. Because I was at that January meeting.
Okay.
I walked in here late, but I was at the meeting. Motion. I walked in here late, but I was at the meeting.
Motion.
Y'all still got it. Oh, we listened to everything. Yeah, I'm going to say what I got to say. Because I've told you about this a million times. Yes, I was late to the meeting.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes. Point of order to you too, Dwayne.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Don't lie on me. Do not lie on me. Madam That's Chair, not something you want to go there with me with.
Madam
okay,
Chair,
I'm sorry.
Don't say nothing.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
Could you gain order of the room?
She got order.
She's just talking. Okay, go ahead, Casey.
The next motion, we're on BC.
Motion
requiring the current and former LSP secretary ensure the minutes and recordings are posted to KPFTX for all 2017, 2018.
I cannot hear this. I'm going to move.
And you call the meeting there. Maybe she can't call. Call the Madam Chair.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm giving you a warning, Alicia. I have to because you're giving you're impeding him from listening.
You don't have chair. Nobody else up in this room.
Madam Chair.
Okay. May we please, ladies and gentlemen, give each other respect, please.
Respect, give me respect.
Casey.
Motion requiring the current and former LSB secretary ensure the minutes and recordings are posted to KPFTX for all 2017-2018 LSB meetings. Recordings must include the roll call. This process should be completed by July 1st, 2018, or new LSB members will be chosen to complete the task.
Okay. Any objections?
I had my hand up earlier.
I'm sorry, Bill.
And it's to amend.
Well, okay, if it's something that's already done, no, we're on now. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, the chair just didn't see it. So if you don't mind, would you give that correction to them?
Just let me know, Bill.
Then let Casey know and they'll correct it.
Okay.
Would you do that? Thank you so much. Okay, any objections to this motion, Ted?
As the secretary, I think it's an undue burden when last year I was the chair of the board and repeatedly at each meeting, I hate to say it, but Bill Crozier said, I'm recording the meeting. And to put the burden on myself or Deb Shapto to include this responsibility when Crozier said he would record the meetings. And if
point of order, this is my motion, so if there's an objection, I get to speak for it before the objection speaks.
Again.
I understand that.
Okay.
So this is my motion and the governance committee's motion. And the reason that we added this part is because our job was to go back and listen to all the audio of the meetings and read all the minutes. And that was a very difficult task because our records on KPFTX are horrendous. And we, by our standing rules, have to have a binder with all of the minutes of our meetings together. And that binder does not exist. So we had to go beyond our attendance job and collect all the minutes and print them and figure them out, as well as try to come up with the audio from all these different people. And so we just created this to help future endeavors of looking at our records and to help our public see what's happening on this board. And it made sense that the former secretary who was working on those minutes and the current secretary who is currently working on the minutes would do that task.
I'll yield to Bill since he's heard what I have to say.
Well, you know, to correct Ted, I've got to be polite. You know, I pointed out at the beginning of last year when I became IED that I wasn't going to have time to do that. I specifically told Ed and Elle's meeting, and it was February. And Adriana said she would do it because she records it also. So I did not agree to post the minutes. Yes, I record them, but it takes time after they're recorded to do other processing, to change the bit rates and the files are smaller, and chop them up to 1-hour segments, and get rid of stuff at the beginning of the meetings, and listen to them, make sure there's an executive session, you edit that out. And so, you know, I didn't have time to do that. And so I wasn't going to have time to do it. So I don't know why you think I was going to do it.
Okay. To explain, he already saying, and we talk about that in 3 minutes at least, he said more than once that he will give the recordings. Did he give the recording to any of you? Do you have it? Do you have it? No. Okay. He had the recordings of every meeting. He need to hand out the recordings. The meetings, the minutes, I talked to Deborah. He repeat the same thing. Deborah asked me before, and I told her, Deborah, and he knows. It's not true. The one that posts there is the one that need to post the minutes. I cannot do it. He said that he will help. She said, Deborah said that she will talk to all this to solve the problem. But basically, what we have here, that the only records that are important are the recorders, the recordings of all the meetings. Bill has it, and still, even when he promised, and you can listen to the audio of some of the meetings there, he always promised to give it to her, to give it to everybody, but they are not here. I hope that he can give the recordings, and then it will be so easy.
Okay.
Do it.
Well, you have to hang up.
I don't recall hearing those statements made that Adriana just referred to, but what I do recall is that at least twice Bill let it be known to everyone in the room that he would record. So for him to sit around since Stephen Cohen started asking questions about why our records are so pathetic, and there apparently is no revelation of any communication having taken place from Bill with the secretary all this time, is to me ridiculous. And he knew, he must have known the implications of his statement when he volunteered to record, that, you know, somebody could find that useful. And for him, just as a courtesy, to not make that available to me is ridiculous.
Joseph, in case that you'll be last.
Vast majority of the recordings are actually up on KPFT. I put up. When I was in 2000, the last 3 years of that. Hey guys, when I was the secretary in 2015, and it was clear that the recordings weren't making it to the website, and I was the secretary. And of course, I actually take my obligation seriously, so I made sure that that got done. 2017, when I'm 16, I was in a different position, and even though it wasn't my responsibility, I posted one of those. 2017, I wasn't here, and all of a sudden we got holes all over everybody because nobody can take up any responsibility. The truth is, being the secretary is a job, it's work. Being the chair it's a job, it's work. The vice chair, the treasurer. And you've got to take these responsibilities. So all these people come in here and they're court, and then they don't want to do anything. So that's my contention, that, you know, what? Nobody's going to be responsible? The foundation, the membership, expects these things to be posted so the membership can listen and find out what's going on in these meetings. Somebody has to be responsible. And I think the most appropriate person is, in fact, the secretary. And I'm sorry if the secretary doesn't want to do it, but got to have somebody. It can't just be, and I'm going to have to do this one because nobody else is going to take responsibility. Thank you.
Okay, last person, Casey.
Point of interest. Who is the secretary? Okay, thank you.
And the former secretary's dead. This motion has nothing to do with Bill. It has nothing to do with this beef about the recordings. This motion is just asking that this work be done, and this work be done by the people whose job it is to do this work, the former and the current secretaries. And yes, they clearly, you can see there may be some battles to fight or things they have to search out and be detectives and diplomats about, but that's not what this motion is. This motion is just saying we believe these records should be there, and the people who should put the records there are the current and former secretaries whose job it is to maintain these records.
I'll just say that I did upload several meetings from this year and some last year also, but I didn't do all of them.
All right. Are we ready to vote?
Yes.
All in favor of the motion?
Any objections? Any objections?
There was an objection. That's why we've
been objecting. Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Nancy, are you voting?
So just to clarify what that means for all of us going forward, is that document that's in your folder, that tracker, I will send that out when I send the agenda for this meeting, and you can see your attendance record. You can see whether you're eligible for an excused absence. You can see whether you're in jeopardy of losing your seat. That's the place where you can get that information, just so it's really transparent and you know how to make decisions about your attendance. And I'm going to change Jim's unexcused absence to excused on 124. So I'll make that change, and you'll see that in the tracker that I send out.
Thank you for your graphics and so forth. As an addition to it, to keep it clear, would you list the members, the abbreviations up there, so people without any doubt know what the additions stand for?
They're the first letter of your first name and the first letter of your last name.
So, for example, I'm not on this.
Right, because this was, I haven't updated it from last month. My new tracker has you on there. I just update the list. I just added Wesley for the next tracker. Okay. We're on item 7A. We're under standing and special committee reports. The first item is a motion from the development committee. This couldn't go under consent items because it didn't pass unanimously. You can see at the end it passed 6-1. I'll read the motion since Ben isn't here. I move to earmark proceeds from sales of committee-created apparel as the development committee's operating budget. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there an objection? You're objecting? No, you don't get to speak for it. You're objecting. Okay. Is there, Ben's not here, so is there someone from the development committee that'd like to speak for this motion? Okay, Anissa.
Well, we all thought that $90 for a t-shirt is extremely extravagant, especially for when we were using these as swag for possible fundraising events. I think a big part of our discussion was also that members of, you know, the committee or like the fundraising event itself, we as members, we should be able to obtain the t-shirt free for ourselves. And most t-shirts don't cost over $20. So if we did choose to lower the price of the t-shirt as a gift for fundraising and stuff, it would probably inspire more people to buy t-shirts.
Is there a speaker against the motion? Adriana?
I know that the intention is perfect and I understand what they are trying to do, but this is not legal. Nobody can, no committee can use any money that is related to the foundation. All the money goes to the foundation. Nobody, no committee can collect money or do anything with money. If they are a committee or a subcommittee of the foundation, they cannot do that. Nobody can. It's absolutely against every nonprofit and against the Baidu and against everything. We cannot do that. It's not our business. It's not the business of every committee, it's not the business on the side. You know, and it's impossible to control. I understand the idea and I know what they try to do and I think that it's wonderful. But cannot be done legally that way.
That's
request for information?
Yes.
What does the committee mean by earmark?
Can I speak to this? Because I live with Ben.
Yeah.
So I kind of have to know.
He's
my husband. So his idea, I'm not speaking for or against, I'm trying to clarify. So his idea is that the development committee has designed their own t-shirt. And they would sell that t-shirt in order to fund further development committee activities to advertise, to raise money, whatever they decide upon doing, and that probably would have to go through us too. But that's the idea. That's just my clarification. Is there someone to speak for the motion?
Well, I was going to...
Phil?
No, I wasn't at the meeting when it was talked about, but, you know, I think it's a good idea. I think what Anissa was talking about really isn't what the motion's about. That's a separate issue. And I think Adriana is assuming some things that may not be true. So I'd like to move that we refer it back to the committee and that they add a more of an explanation in the report so that people understand more about what it's about. And I would do it myself, but like I said, I was not at the meeting when this
was
me
neither. Okay. Is there a second for their referral back to committee?
Yes.
Is there an objection?
Objection.
No, could I have a step?
Is this a debatable motion? Let me look at my table. Does anybody
That's
know?
Debatable.
Is everything debatable?
Refer to committee.
Yeah, refer.
It's just
number 2425. Sorry, we're going to stay in the east for a second while we make sure we don't debate if we don't have to. Yes, it's debatable. Okay. So, Bill, would you like to speak for your move to refer?
Well, it seems like there's some uncertainty about what the motion is for and what it does. And since I think there's some uncertainty about what the motion says and what it's for, and I think that we need more information from the committee to explain what that is. So I'd like to refer it back to the committee so that they can provide more complete explanation of what the fund is for and why it doesn't violate the bylaws and that sort of thing.
Would someone like to speak against the referral to committee? Ted?
Yeah. This organization could use some publicity, and I really think we ought to pass this thing tonight. And if they start bringing in $1,000 or more, or $100 or more, you know, we can reconsider it. But I think we need to give the development committee a shot in the arm so that this station can be promoted. And I think that we could request of them, through somebody who happens to live with them, that they give us regular reports as to how they are spending the money that they are bringing in.
Just That would need to be amendment to this motion. That's not going to be a part of like our informal marital agreement. So if you want to amend this motion, you can do that.
So I just want to pass it tonight, not refer it back.
Okay.
We
okay.
can deal with other nuances of it later.
Is there someone to speak for referral? Yeah, Elaine. Sorry.
I think we should refer it. I think the reason we should, because of the word earmark, it's against 401B, 403B, any nonprofit organization for one of their committees to earmark the money for them to use as they see fit. And that's what they're saying they're going to do. They aren't going to get LSB's permission. They're not going to get PMB's permission. They are going to raise their money, which is excellent, but it has to go back to the LSB to decide where it gets spent. Now, LSB can decide that you guys can ask for certain amounts of money and give them a budget to spend so that they can are able to earn more money. But they cannot decide themselves what to do with themselves.
Is there anyone to speak against referral? Yes, Joseph.
Okay. I'd like to amend Bill's motion to include Adriana's concern that if, when they reconsider it, they need to take that into consideration about the monetary issues. And as an aside, thank you for actually looking at the rules, Mr. Beck, that's very professional.
Is there a second to that amendment to the referral motion? Is there an objection? Okay, so that passes. Can we vote on the larger referral motion now? So the larger referral motion is to refer this motion back to the development committee with these concerns outlined. And Adriana, maybe you can get with me to help me clarify that communication with them. All those in favor of referring it back to the committee? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed? 1, 2. Okay, so we'll refer it back, and if people who know can help me with that communication, that will be great. I do want to celebrate that we're getting good motions from our committees. I think
it is true.
So it's nice that lots of committee work is being done. Next item is 7B. This is the CAB chair and membership approval. This has been stalled. And so I've been talking to Marianne and trying to get her to come because we requested her to come to our meeting. She couldn't come to our last meeting because she was out of town and she's not here. And I'm really concerned that the CAB hasn't been approved because Marianne isn't coming. And I know it's hard to come, but we've needed her to come for a few months. So I'd like to entertain a motion to nominate a new convener of the CAB, if anyone chooses to do that. Adriana?
I move that we nominate Stephanie
the ARDC chair?
The convener of the CAB. Because the CAB didn't meet to now. I mean, we have the obligation to show CPB at least every
okay.
quarter.
Okay. Is there a second to the nomination of Stephanie Thomas as the convener of the CAB?
Second, point of information.
Yes.
Is that the person I met at the chair's training?
Yes, yeah, she's currently the chair of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee.
Yeah, very professional. Yeah.
I'll second it.
Is there an objection? Objection?
I guess I don't understand why we need to do this. I mean, there's no requirement.
Is this an objection?
Well, yes.
Okay, so now Adriana gets to speak for her motion. Okay, when she can. I'll start time when you're ready.
Thomas.
Just in case.
Even if you're a woman.
Right.
We got the obligation. The foundation and our LSB have the obligation to be sure that we have a community advisory board that is working. We know that it's not working. The CPB tell us that we need to have at least every quarter a meeting. We know that the CAB didn't meet since last year. I mean, we know that we are having a problem, and this is an obligation of the CPB. We cannot play with this. It's our obligation to be sure that it's functioning. Then we should start nominating somebody and start from scratch. And we hope that we can have a functioning CAB.
Bill, did you want to speak again?
Well, I've seen CAB meetings posted on the KPFDX calendar. I don't know where you're saying they're not meeting.
In December last year.
Is that the last one?
Yes,
okay. I thought they had meetings. I don't know. Well, I mean, we don't go to their meetings, so I mean, just there's no requirement they have to come to our meetings, but I think we should ask for an explanation first.
I have.
Madam.
I see Joseph, Nancy, Dwayne.
This actually is on the agenda of the governance committee, so I've actually already done some preliminary research. And the CPB has very specific requirements for what a CAB is supposed to do for a radio station and for this network. And even the previous reports from the CAB, they were not fulfilling that purpose in the first place. We can't get them to communicate. We are required by the CPB to execute several oversight functions of the CAB, and since we're not even getting a response from them, I think it's very important that we find someone who's actually willing to fill this, because that our CPB funding could very well hinge on these people doing a good job. Thank you.
Just point of information, I am getting responses from Marianne. I'm just not getting, she's not giving us what we've requested of her in order to approve her membership, which is to come and provide certain documentation. So I just want that to be clear. I'm not saying she's not responding, because she does respond eventually. She's just not able to come and do this. Nancy?
Yes, I move that the LSB write a...
Wait, there is a motion on the floor.
Oh, there is. I'm sorry.
Dwayne?
Well, I just want to say that I've worked with Marianne. I think she's very committed to the CAB concept. As chair, I found that she struggled with getting people to participate, and then there were some issues of adversity on it. So in a nutshell, I think we do need leadership change. I think it will add a breath of fresh air. I think we may be able to recruit additional people. I think there is a firewall between the CPB, but it's still supposed to collaborate, and that was what was lacking under various leadership. It's supposed to collaborate with the LSB.
That's sitting in my stack, so we're going to go ahead and vote. Nancy?
Yeah, I have an amendment to the motion.
Okay.
Or a substitute motion.
Do you know what the... Can I read the motion to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
The motion is to nominate Stephanie Thomas as convener of the CAB.
Pay attention.
Has she agreed?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't hear this.
We're going to vote on this motion. All those in favor, and just to be clear, we're not nominating her as the chair.
Right.
She's the convener, so she's going to call them together, and they're going to choose the chair, which could be Marianne, too. We just need someone to help convene. Okay, all those in favor, we're voting. All those in favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It passes.
We're voting continue, so we can write it in a minute.
Okay, all those in favor. I'm sorry, I get excited. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All those opposed? 1. Motion passes. Are you opposed?
No. I want to put another motion.
No.
We're on our agenda.
Yeah, on this topic.
Nancy, well, let's get to your agenda stuff. Stop it.
If you don't make a PSA, recommend a PSA to reorganize, she's not going to be able to do anything.
Well, then why don't you present that at our next meeting so we can put that on our agenda for our next meeting?
Well, this is only 6 months gone. By next time, it will be 7 months.
We've already approved this agenda.
No, for to help Stephanie get...
I appreciate that, Nancy. We've already approved this agenda. That is not on it. We're on item 7C, the PNB governance representative. As you know, PK resigned, and she is one of our representatives to the PNB governance committee. We need a new representative from this body. Is there a nomination or a volunteer? Nancy.
One voter.
Yes.
There were two people, and I'm one of the two, on the National Governance Committee. I've yet to be informed that they've had a meeting.
Okay, well, that's another problem,
right.
And that is a problem, but it's not my problem. So, is there a nomination or a volunteer to be?
I'd like to nominate.
Do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Okay, Joseph?
I'd like to nominate Susie Marino and Alana Purim for.
We're going to have to choose. I'm just saying, people I believe in this room who I would trust to be on the governance committee, I would trust Susie Moreno and along.
Susie, do you accept the nomination?
If they won't refuse, that's fine.
Susie, do you accept the nomination?
No, I can't.
Okay, Alon, do you accept the nomination?
No.
Wait, Alon can't.
No, he said no.
Right here.
He said
he
no.
He hasn't been here right here, though.
Okay. Are there any other nominations or volunteers? Any other nominations or volunteers? Any other nominations or volunteers? Bill?
Rick Bottom.
Okay, Rick, do you accept that nomination? To the PNB governance.
Well, the point of information, yes. Somebody said that you have to be here a year or something.
No.
That's to be on the PNB.
No,
I'm a committee
work. Yeah,
sounds like it's okay. You want to do it? Okay, so any other nominations or volunteers?
Request for information.
Yes.
Who nominated Nancy?
Me.
Thank you.
Any other nominations or volunteers? Any other nominations or volunteers?
Wait, what should it be?
It's on the agenda. We have two, Nancy and Rick, so we're going to vote, and we'll just vote one or the other. So all those who'd like to...
The vote doesn't need to be...
Any ballots?
No.
Yeah, no? Who say no?
How many do we have?
Two.
I didn't say it could be, either to run off, obviously, but.
Point of information.
But yes,
to be
a runoff.
Yes. Can y'all find the rules, or can someone help me find the rules on what to do? No, I don't want you to talk to me. I want you to find the rules and show me where the rules are of how to do this. Okay, thank you, Bill. Look in the bylaws.
Article 3, Section 8.
It's in your folders. Bylaws, Article 3, Section 8. Oh gosh, it's long.
Oh,
can you refer us? Each member shall be entitled to cast one vote on each matter submitted to the vote of members. Approval or invalid, bill invalid. So it does look like we have to do written ballots. Can we just do, writing a name on a piece of paper?
I was thinking we could tear a corner off a piece of paper and put the initials of the person you want, and then we can count it up.
Yeah. Are there objections to that process? Write the initials of the person you want on a corner of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I will come and get them, count them publicly. Okay, so tear off a little piece of paper. You can write N. S for Nancy, or you can write RP for Rick. Sorry, this is a little messy. I should have my post-its, but I'm not.
You want me to cut some paper?
No, I don't want you to cut paper. I want us to just quickly rip off a corner of a page, and I'm coming to get them. You're writing either for Nancy or Rick for the PNB Governance Committee, so write their initials, NS or RP. Thank you.
Do you really want some
money? Right, right. Give me a check. Cover that. I don't have it.
You got to go here. What are
we supposed to
write? Nancy, you're voting for yourself or for Rick?
Yeah, but what do you want?
Your initials. Your name, a picture of your face, any of that will work.
Chicken and pot.
Ted, can I have your vote?
Do you have a vote?
You have paper in front of you. Here, Ted.
I got it.
I teach fourth graders all day, and then I come here, and things are harder. They want to go to recess. Okay. So I want to just do it right here, and if y'all want to come you know, analyze it, you can. This will be Nancy's side, and this will be Rick's side. And I'll count them up at the end for you, Ted. I don't need to stand.
By the way, can I read this while you're doing that?
What is that?
It says, unless otherwise expressly provided for in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSB shall be conducted by the single transferable voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be filled. In this particular case, there is only one seat to be filled, so IRB is not necessary. It's just a majority vote.
Yes.
All
right. You say in writing.
In writing. I know you're, yeah.
In writing.
Well, we've already done this whole mess, so let's just... Okay. Nancy, we have Nancy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Nancy, Rick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Rick. Nancy, you are our new PMB governance delegate.
Thank you, everybody.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
May I ask you to ask the secretary to send that information to the secretary, the PMB secretary, to be honest, because she...
You got it, Ted?
Got it.
Great. Next, we still have, based on my time limits, we still have 23 minutes for standing and special committee reports. And so the last item here is committee report question and answer. We got a governance report today. Otherwise, I haven't gotten any reports. So this is our time to ask about KPFT committee work.
What happened to the D? What happened to what?
To number D.
We're on D.
Is
this the budget approval?
I took budget approval off because PK told me that the finance committee does not have a budget for us to approve right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. That I made last minute revisions before I came. I'm sorry. I hold out hope for the budget every month. Are there any questions for committees? I know lots of our chairs aren't present, but lots of us serve on those committees, so maybe if there are any questions about or for committees.
We don't thank Ms. O.C.
I have a question. And I said I would ask this every month about the committee organized to put up the program council. I think it's Joseph, Deb, and is it you, Bill, or who's the, I don't know who the third.
Nobody's contacted me. And of course, it's Gretel Swan.
So at the last time I asked, you guys said you were going to go and talk to Larry or talk to someone at the station about getting the program council running, and I just want to update on how that work is going. And I know it's you and Deb, Joseph. I forget who the third person is. Is it you, Dwayne?
Let me clarify. Okay. I was chosen to convey. However, last year, I made it clear that to convey without the consistency of appointments from the management, it would just be an LSD action. So this is why these three were supposed to go and engage the manager to see whether or not he was going to appoint.
Right. We need our staff programmer representatives and our listener representatives.
May I?
Yes.
We've gone back and forth on this. The way that it's styled, even what you gave me, the way that it's styled, it is a management committee, meaning that the manager gets to choose members on the committee, the LSB gets to choose members on the committee, and the public is chosen by the LSB. Yes.
It's exactly there in the motion set out, every one of them will be elected.
Well, what you gave me clearly stipulates that it's a three-component committee. And that's all I just said. We can't control who management or who the staff are, those who represent the staff and the programmers. We can't control that part.
Exactly.
That's what's holding it up.
Yes.
So we asked these three board members to get the process moving, and that's why I'm asking this question. It's where's the process?
point of information?
Nancy.
Now, my point of information is, can we reconstitute the organizing group of LSVs to get the program council going?
So move to choose new conveners?
Yes.
Okay, can you make the motion and nominate people, perhaps, or do a fill-in-the-blanks?
Well, I'm going to ask Joseph Davis Wells. Wells from
TV. Nancy, can you make the motion?
Okay. I move that the LSV, I'll write it down. I move that the LSV nominate or take volunteers. I move that the LSV select three LSVs to get the process started on the get the program council started.
Is there a second?
Is
there an objection? Oh, okay, so it passes. So now we have to choose. You have, so you're objecting, so you can amend. Okay.
Basically, we need to amend because it's not what we.
What's your amendment?
The amendment is select three people that we talk to the interim general manager to make that part work.
Okay. Is there a second for that amendment?
Second.
Is there an objection to that amendment? Okay, so that amendment stands. So we need three people. Are there any volunteers or nominations for these people are who we're asking to get the program council started because it hasn't started and we really need that running. And so they're just kind of trying to get the ball moving and working with Larry to get it moving.
A volunteer.
Venetia, are you volunteering yourself?
Yes.
And Nancy, you're volunteering yourself? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone else who'd like to volunteer or nominate? Alon?
Yes. Susie.
Yourself?
Yes.
Susie.
And what?
No, I mean, Wally, you staff.
Wally?
You have a lot of staff members. And then Venetia volunteer?
Okay, so I have Venetia, Nancy, Alon, Susie, Wally, Wesley. Does anyone not accept the nomination? Okay, so we have a vote off. We have six people. How do we vote for six? Is there a process recommendation?
It's an STD vote.
Point of information.
Yes.
Can't we just include all of them? Why not?
So you move to amend the previous motion to make six. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
No.
Okay, so great. So Venetia, Nancy, Alon, Susie, Wally, Wesley, y'all are going to get our program council going. Just so there's one person who's in charge of communication, would any of you like to just spearhead communication between the six of you?
I volunteer.
Okay. So Nancy will email y'all and y'all can get together about your strategy. Thank you.
Can we have the names again?
They're right here. We still have some more time for our committee questions and reports.
Point of order.
Yes?
We never get to the stuff at the end of the agenda. Let's just keep going so that new business, we get to it. Please?
Is there a second to end this and move to the next thing?
Okay.
Objections?
Point of information.
Yes.
Are all the committees that are LSP committees, are they all meeting? Do we have like a regular MSRC?
They are all meeting. They are not all sending me their reports to share with you.
Okay.
It's something I'm working on.
Okay. Thank you.
And some months we get more and some months we get less. And sometimes we get them after the meeting or close to the meeting, so it's something to look for. Yes?
Don't we have a report from government?
We do have a report for governance, so if anyone has questions about that report, it was sent out earlier, and you can ask questions.
Oh, okay.
There's a motion on the floor right now to end this and move to the next thing. It was seconded. Is there an objection to that? Okay, so we're moving on to our next agenda item, which we've already done public comments, so we're moving to the Pacifica National Board and Committee reports. I have 25 minutes for this because y'all asked for 5 minutes to be added to this section. That we didn't have enough time for this. In the last few months, we've been doing a 30-second question and then 1-minute responses from all the directors who wish to respond. Is that an okay process with everyone? Okay. Does anyone have a question for our PNB directors? Nancy?
Yes.
What can y'all tell us about what you, you know, about this deal that just went down? What can you tell us?
Which deal that just went down? Specific place.
The agreement of a loan to pay the other loan, that paid the ESRT, and then how much we're going to have to pay, and when we're going to have to pay, which interest, a collateral of our buildings.
We're going to, we'll go counterclockwise, and then I'll rotate who starts. Is that okay? And if you don't want to respond, then you can say, I pass to my fellow directors. Joseph?
There's a motion before the PND right now to open all the minutes for the process that would reveal to everybody all this information. And as much as I'd like to tell you all of it, because it's really, there's nothing particularly interesting about it. It's just a loan and collateral and that sort of thing. But until the PND authorizes us to talk about it, it's executive session material, and we can't give out details or we're violating our director's obligations. So I can't give you any details.
Does anyone else want to speak to that? Phil?
Yeah, like last month I did make a motion to not just make the minutes public, but to make all the loan documents public because there's a lot of details that occurred. What I mean the amendments were just that there might be some portions that might be confidential. I'm not sure what any parts that would be. But so I asked Tom Livingston, our ID, to get with John Krigler, who's our the attorney that's handling this, and go through the documents and see if there was any, you know, anything that needed to be not made public. And he said he would. That was about a month ago, but I haven't heard back yet. The other thing that's going on is looking at this. This is public. It was a public request for proposals put out, looking at contracting out part of the county business for the of the national office, and we got some proposals, and the IED is going to be looking at selecting one of them. I think it's going to be really expensive because I think the amount of work is going to be more than what some of them guessed at. One of the big problems is funding the retirement funds, because this is something I've been yelling about since for a long time. We have to get that funded, and right now. I hope somebody from the audit committee will give a report on the meeting this week, because it's a public session, and the auditor gave some pretty dire information that people need to know also.
That's a good reminder, that's a good reminder, Bill, that this is also our time to talk to our PNB committee representatives, so if you have questions for them, you can use this time for that as well. Yes.
Yes, I was wondering, are the stations funding the national office, or if they can afford to do this stuff? It's KPFT paying their...
Madam Chair?
He's asking a question.
KPFT is, but not only other
stations. Can we wait a second? So our process here is to ask a question, and then they get to respond, and we rotate who starts. So that's a good question.
That was a point of information.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Did you get the information? Sorry.
Well, KPFT's paying all their part. KPFA and KR, WPFW was paying. I've heard they're not paying it all the time now. WBI is not paying most of the time.
Madam Chair,
that's a big problem.
Yes.
That is not altogether true.
Will you have a minute that you can speak to this?
We really don't know who's paying what. The reports that we are getting as PNB members are as oblique and as opaque and as undefined as you could actually ask the national board to receive. I think further, it's misleading that if in fact we're able to get these documents of which Nancy asked for published, I think it'll be pretty proof that we have made some of the most insidious decisions in the interest of this foundation. But I want y'all to look at the record of how each person voted when they do publish it, so you'll know who's responsible for this morass.